All right, let's visit a couple of minutes with Jamaica Riley. She is the team supervisor here at the Blood Donation Center in North Platte. Got a nice location, a corner here right by the Great Plains building. And I'm sure a lot of people know about this and the ability to give blood and where to do it, but there's probably equally as many people that don't know about it. But you're kind of showing off your space today. You've made some renovations, and just talk about that a little bit, Jamaica.
Over the last year and a half, 2 years, we've put new flooring in, got some new paint, kind of rearranged our donor flow area so it just flows a little bit nicer for our donors. We just want to remind the community that we're here, and we are open 5 days a week to come donate blood. We have a variety of hours that we're open for a lot of flexibility. We're open till 7 p.m. Mondays and Tuesdays. We're open early on the weekends, so kind of all that flexibility for people to have the opportunity to come donate.
Right. I think most people hear about blood only when the Red Cross puts out like emergency pleas, like when there's earthquakes or fires or natural disaster, hurricanes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there really is a constant need for people to give blood, isn't there?
There is. Here at our donation site, we have platelets that you can donate, and that shelf life is only 5 days. And it is needed, like you said, constantly for cancer patients, trauma victims. And then we do also whole blood donations, and that shelf life is 42 days. So we ship it all over, you know, the USA where it's needed, so that it is just constantly needed.
Yeah, it gets used for sure, even with a short shelf life, but it's a great thing you can do, one of those great public service things you can do and feel good and know that it's benefiting somebody.
Yes, saving a life, up to 3 lives. Yeah. We have a lot of our donors, you know, we ask them, you know, thank you for coming, you know, maybe what got you out here, and get a lot of heartfelt stories, you know, my niece needed blood, or, you know, my cousin, things like that. So again, just the heartfelt reason of doing it and giving back when, you know, others are going through something horrible. Yeah. It's something super quick, 15 minutes for whole blood, and a couple hours for platelets. That's a little longer, but a couple hours out of your day to help someone in need is a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah. And I will note too, you showed me your giving space out there too, and it's just everything's comfortable. You have some soft music playing and everything's just designed to set you at rest. You don't have to be on pins and needles even if you haven't done it before.
Right? Yes, we do. Our platelet beds have Netflix, Hulu Live, so they can put on some headphones, watch a couple movies, and donate.
Wow.
We have heated blankets to help keep you warm.
That's cool.
Variety of great snacks. Different promotional things. Right now we're giving out a thumbs up Red Cross t-shirt for all blood donors who come out. So just
wonderful. You know, I would say for people listening, there's not much of an excuse to stay away. Now, there are always our health concerns, but I've heard that even people with diabetes can, in certain circumstances, are eligible to give blood. I mean, there's not many things that take out of the loop that you'll reject them, that they can't give.
No, yeah, and there is, whether you do the rapid pass, if you book it online, or you come here and read the health history, the pre-reading book, there's different medications.
Right.
But yeah, it's all going to be dependent on, you know, what you're taking it for, how long you've been on it, things like that. But like you said, there's really not many things, as long as you're healthy, well, and come out and donate.
Well, thank you for your time. We urge people to come out to 1111 South Cottonwood is the location. It's the would be the southwest corner of the complex, kind of a strip mall along here, and invite people to come on out and give blood, and you can also track it. You can track where your blood ends up, and you can't get the exact name, but I think you can find out what city it went to, right?
Yes, that's true. On the blood donor app, it'll show, you know, basically your blood story or where it's going. You know, it's in processing, it's, you know, being shipped to, you know, maybe Texas or whatnot. So that's always fun to watch that as well. We also have a different like rewards program. So if you donate so many times, you can collect points and get different Red Cross merch.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Sounds like you're pretty good. Trying to keep up with the other businesses for incentives, right?
Yes, yes. You know, this one might be a little bit more painful, you know, a needle stick, but yeah, we're trying. Well, just one, yeah. Yeah. We're trying to, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jacqueline, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. And what's your goal each week as far as donations?
Our week is always different. You'll see on my vision board over there, our month goal for whole blood is 95 units. Okay. We are 7 shy. We're at 88 so far. And our platelet goal is 195 units. We're at 134. So that one's a little shorter, but we have faith.
Okay. Do you have a way of celebrating if you reach your goals then?
You know, buy staff lunch, got to keep them happy, snacks, and
There you go. Thanks again, and you're doing a good work out here. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.